Welcome to BSBO, the results show for the week of July 27th through 29th, episode 97. Of course, we go through the best scenes from the Britain Olympics. This week, we'll be concentrating on the 2012 opening ceremonies, where, of course, those best scenes, there is the forging of the One Ring. Why would they broadcast this? You know Golem's got to be out there somewhere just watching. And as soon as he sees that they've forged the One Ring again, oh, he's definitely headed for the Olympic Stadium to pick up his precious. Then, of course, there is James Bond as Her Majesty's personal escort. I know he's got a license to kill, but moonlighting as an escort? Yeah, really, James? Yeah, I don't know. There was Mary Poppins defeating Voldemort. Now, it's a little-known fact that Mary Poppins is indeed a Time Lord. So, you know, her being able to take down Voldemort, not really surprising in the least. Then, of course, there was Mr. Bean running along the beach to Chariots of Fire. Always a good sight. Then, of course, the highlight of the night was the 10th Doctor lighting the Olympic cauldron. Wait, this is just in. Apparently, BSBO does not stand for Best Scenes of British Olympics. It stands for Backseat Box Office. Apparently, we go over some movies. So let's go ahead and get into that. The weekend's box office results are as follows. The Dark Knight Rises at number one. And actually, from all of our participants, we did not have one person choose otherwise than The Dark Knight. So regardless of what I say the rest of the results are, everyone did choose The Dark Knight. Then we go on to Ice Age Continental Drift with second place. Then new movie The Watch coming in third. Step Up Revolution in fourth. Then Ted rounding out the top five in fifth place. I do also want to go ahead and mention that The Amazing Spider-Man dropping into sixth place. Some people did choose it. I want to mention that yes, it was indeed in sixth place. Now, the way we do this, we have people participate, send in their predictions, send in their picks of how the box office will come out. We give everybody a score of 25. For every position you have off, you lose 1 point. If that top position is off, you lose 2 points. As I said, everyone had The Dark Knight Rises in their number one spot, so no one takes a double hit this week. Did we have any 25s? Did we have anybody that got everything right? No. Our highest score this week was Mrs. Beast, where she got The Dark Knight Rises, Ice Age, The Watch, Step Up, Revolution, all 1 through 4, and then Spider-Man in 5th place instead of 6th. So, highest score of 24, Mrs. Beast, congratulations. Then we move on to 123. We got Jeff, who put The Dark Knight Rises in number 1, then The Watch in 2nd place, Ice Age in 3rd place, and then Step Up and Ted in 4th and 5th. 1 point off for both The Watch and Ice Age. Very, very good. We have two 22s, Kugron and Lena, who put The Dark Knight Rises, then transposed Ice Age and The Watch. So they put Watch at 2nd, Ice Age at 3rd, Step Up Revolution in 4th, and then Spider-Man in 5th instead of 6th. So that was three movies off, one position each, 22 points. Then we move to BD, Andrew, and Father Beast, all with a 21. Now, BD got that by The Dark Knight Rises, Step Up Revolution in second place rather than fourth, The Watch in third place, Ice Age in fourth instead of second, and then Ted in fifth. Because Step Up and Ice Age were each off by 2, that's 4 points overall, the 21. Then Andrew took The Dark Knight Rises in 1, Step Up Revolution in 2 instead of 4, and then Ice Age and The Watch both moved down one position from how they actually turned out, so that was Ice Age in 3rd, Watch in 4th, and then Ted in 5th place. Father Beast rounded out the 21s with The Dark Knight Rises, The Watch, Step Up Revolution, Ice Age in 4th place, and then Ted in 5th place. Then we move on to a series of hosts, Tony, Jonathan, Scott, all with 20s. We also have Tad and Rich with the picks of The Dark Knight Rises in 1, The Watch in 2, Step Up Revolution in 3, Ice Age in 4th place, and then Spider-Man in 5th instead of 6th.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. It's going to be pretty easy this week. I think we're going to pretty much do the same thing almost everybody else is doing. I'm going to go with The Dark Knight Rises at number 1. The Watch at number 2. I really want to see that movie. I think it's going to actually be pretty good. It looks pretty funny. Then the next one was where I was kind of maybe debating on doing different than everybody else. We've got Step Up Revolution and Ice Age Continental Drift. I was thinking about maybe putting Ice Age at number 3 and Step Up at number 4 because, you know, it's a kids' movie. It's in about 1,200 more theaters than Step Up Revolution, but you know, it's been out for, I think, a couple of weeks now, at least 2 or 3. So I think it's probably most of the people that have seen it. Step Up Revolution is the new one. I think it's going to kind of it's going to be one of those ones that gets a lot of people the first week and then almost no one the next week. So I'm going to go with Step Up Revolution at number 3, Ice Age at number 4, and The Amazing Spider-Man at number 5. And let's hope that pick does well for all of us that have taken it. All right, talk to you guys next week, and bye.
We then move on to another 20 with William. Put The Dark Knight Rises in 1, The Watch in 2, Ice Age in 3 instead of 2, Spider-Man in 4 instead of 6, and then Step Up Revolution in 5 instead of 4. Uriah and then Melanie both round out the final picks with their 20s as well. They put The Dark Knight Rises at 1, Ice Age at 2, Step Up Revolution at 3, Spider-Man at 4, and then The Watch at 5. Now, with those being the individual results, how does that shake up our leaderboard? Well, what we have here is BD in number 1, then Andrew, Jeff in 3rd, a tie between Kugron and Tony for 4th, Jonathan in 6th place, a tie between Lena and Tad in 7th place, Uriah in 9th, Art in 10th place, and then we have a tie for 11th with Scott and Rich, with William picking up the 13th place position. Now, I do want to go ahead and mention that this week coming out is Diary of a Wimpy Kid 3 and Total Recall in wide release. I'm somewhat interested in Total Recall. I will hopefully be checking it out, but I'm not sure. And of course, there is the Olympics. Everyone enjoy, have a good weekend, happy predictions.